For the last few years now, I've always looked at this team as having a lot of potential, man, to do some great things. And, you know, they have a lot of talent, you know, definitely offensively and defensively. We're getting it together now. And I know I wanted to come here because, you know, I see that, you know, the possibilities are endless, and especially with having a coach like Quinn. You know, he has the right attitude, a stand-up guy, and I'm just here just to help, you know, turn that corner. You know, one more piece to help this team win.
And he loves defense, so you got to love
that,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always like the defensive guys. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against any offensive coaches that I've played for, but, you know, Tony Dungy was a defensive guy, a minded guy, and here Quinn is a great guy, defensive guy, too.
What do you hope to bring to this team? What are you trying to bring?
Well, you know, there's a lot that I would like to bring, you know. Obviously, you know, making some plays here on the field. You know, I think I still have a lot left to give from a on-the-field perspective. But also, you know, some leadership. You know, a guy who's been around for 14, now going on 15 years. You know, it's just, you know, being able to help some of the young guys, you know, maybe avoid some of the issues or help them grow as a player a lot better.
Yeah, when you say you can't believe that many years has passed, yeah. Now you're looking at me, you see that little gray in your beard, right?
Yeah, I know. I got to color that out. You know, it goes by so fast. You know, you never think about it, you know, too often. But when you sit back and think, you know, 15 years playing in this league, you know, that's a long time. I've been very blessed. I've been part of some great organizations. And like I said, I've been lucky, man. And I'm just happy to be here to call it year 15 and go out and have some fun.
Dwight, you referenced 15 years. Yeah. A lot of people, first question is, well, he's 36 years old. He's been playing a long time. What does he have left? So what tells you you have something left?
Well, you know, it's just, I guess, my training and what I've done in the past, my craft and what I've done last year. You know, it was funny. Last year, I was like, I don't know, I might retire. And then I got the call from Bruce Arians and said, just give it another try. I said, okay, let's see what happens. And I had so much fun last year. You know, they understood me and knew how to use me the right way. I wasn't back covering Gronkowski 30 yards and down the field and doing some of the things that I love to do. So, you know, that was a big indication for me to know that I can still play and more importantly, still have fun doing it. You know, so when I got the call, you know, not like a month or two ago, you know, Quinn called me and said, hey, man, you know, how about Atlanta? You know, I said, okay, well, what kind of defense you got? You know, you know, and he said, well, listen, we're not going to have you dropping back in coverage too often. So I said, okay, you know, I'll give it a try. And here we are now. But, you know, I'm excited to play. You know, I still love the game. And you know, I talked to Howie Long. It's funny. I talked to Hall of Famer Howie Long, and he said, look, play as long as you can if you still love it, because when it's over, it's over, and it's done. So, you know, I said, why not? I'll give it another try.
You came in earlier than probably a lot of people thought. You said you waited until week 5 or 6.
Yeah, I tried to hold out as long as I could. I was like, man, camp, I'm not looking forward to that. You know, the hot and the heat, you know, who wants to go to another camp, you know. But you know what? It's a blessing, honestly. It's to be, you know, playing, doing something like this, playing a kid's game, you know, and still playing the game that I love, you know, 15 years later, you know, it's just been a blessing. So, you know, regardless if I have to come a little bit early, you know, I'm sure they'll take care of me.
You think maybe 15, 18 snaps a game? Or
well, you know, it's up to them. It's up to them. You know, I love the game, like I said, and I love to play. So, you know, I'm one of those guys, you're going to have to pull me off the field. You know, I'm not, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, I'm going to try to help out however is possible. You know, in whatever situations that is. So if it's 18 snaps, then it's 18 snaps. If it's 30 snaps, it's 30 snaps. If it's 45, 50, they're going to have to give me IV. But I'll still go out there and then still play.
Have you seen Vic Beasley much? Do you know much about him? And what?
Well, I've seen a little bit about him, man. And you know what? He has a lot of potential, a lot of talent, you know. And hopefully I can help him out, you know, and teach him some moves here. Maybe I'll have him spinning. You never know, you know. But I think having a guy like that with so much youth and energy, man, you know, it's going to be good. It'll probably motivate me, too.
Your teammate back in Arizona, DJ Humphrey, said he did a project on you in middle school.
Yeah.
So how have you been able to adjust your game as the years go on?
Well, you know, you have to. You know, you know, it's the game is always changing, you know, and the older you get, you know, you just – you know, not as fast as you used to be. I think I'm still pretty fast, but still not as fast as you used to be. So you have to kind of like cater your game to based on, you know, what your abilities are. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that, you know, and, you know, I just try to keep the guy guessing as much as I possibly can and just have fun.
Just from what you've seen, what has this team lacked in a pass rush over the last couple of years?
You know, I don't know exactly what is lacking. You know, I think you have to really study it to know exactly from a technique standpoint. Maybe it's a scheme standpoint. I don't know. You know, it's a personnel situation. But I'm here to help, however that is. You know, so, you know, I know last year they weren't too good at it, you know, and that's, I mean, I'm not, that's not all I do, but that's something that I'm known for. So, you know, I'm going to try to affect the quarterback as much as possible and help this team as much as possible.
Last one, guys, I got to take them.
You got your 93. Did you give up something?
Well, you know, I'm pretty good at negotiating, man. So I've been around a little bit, so I find a way to get it, you know, and be back home, you know, with another 93. You know, I had 54 last year, which was the college number, but, you know, I feel more comfortable with that 93.
How'd you get it?
Yeah, just, you know, had to, you know, just a little negotiation, you know, a little talking, you know, that's all.